Welcome to our Connecting the Dots podcast. My name is Abdurrahman. I have to say Ramadan Mubarak to you if you're a Muslim. I'm starting a new segment titled Ramadan to Remember. It is a series that is strictly dedicated to celebrating the spirit of Ramadan through heartwarming reminders from the Holy Quran, the Hadith, and lessons from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a way to help us reflect on our faith so as to be reminded of what is important as we continue to fast. So today's discuss is about seeking forgiveness and repentance, which is episode one, first of my episode. I like to say that Ramadan provides a powerful, opportunity for seeking forgiveness and making a firm repentance. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to us, "Whoever fasts during Ramadan with faith and seeking reward, all his previous sins will be forgiven." And Allah also asks that for those of us who ask Allah to pardon our mistakes, all of the things we might have done wrong. Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, is a time for everyone of us to make a genuine and purposeful plan to discontinue any sinful act or habits. Seek forgiveness from those you have wronged and find closure. Renew your intentions and kick off with good actions or deeds moving forward. In Surah Al-Zumar, Allah tells us that, "O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is forgiving and the most merciful." Quran 39, verse 53. Remember, Allah is all forgiving and all wise. And for anyone who, Allah says the best of those on the side of Allah, those who genuinely come back to Allah in sincere tawbah. So Allah is all wise and is all forgiving, inshallah. And so I would also, want to have that there are ways we can actually approach, seeking forgiveness and repentance during this holy month of Ramadan. And what are those steps? One, self-reflection. Take time to honestly reflect on your actions and identify areas for improvement. Try to look inward. Have you hurt someone through your words or your deeds? Have you neglected your religion obligation? Your religious obligations. Acknowledgement and regret is also another way to, is another approach to find ways to seek in repentance and forgiveness. Sincerely acknowledge your mistakes, right? And feel regret for your wrongdoings. This genuine remorse is a crucial part of the repentance process, trust me. Seeking forgiveness from Allah, that's another approach. Make sincere dua, supplication. Do a lot of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, lazim bilis gaila ila wa hayyukum bimachubin. Astaghfirullah. Do a lot of istighfar to Allah. Ask for Allah's forgiveness. And remember, during the month of Ramadan, the gate of heaven, the paradise, is wide open. While the gate of Jahannam is locked down. All of the shayateens are also tied up and chained. See the blessings of Allah. So make dua, make sincere dua, supplication to Allah. Seek for His forgiveness and for His guidance. Pour your heart out and express your commitment to change. Another approach is to seeking forgiveness from other people, from others. If you know you have wronged someone, approach them humbly and seek their forgiveness. Take responsibility for your actions and offer to make amends if possible. Another approach is commitment to change. What does that even mean? Be intentional. Be intentional with everything you want to do. Be intentional. Because most importantly is to actually make a firm commitment to change your behavior. Right? What steps can you take to avoid repeating your mistakes? Remember, forgiveness is a gift. Wallahi, it's a gift. And Ramadan is a perfect time to seek it. Take some time today to reflect on your actions and initiate the process of repentance by acknowledging your shortcomings and seeking forgiveness. You can lighten your heart and move forward on a path of spiritual growth. And I'll leave you with this. I pray that this Ramadan be a time for sincere repentance and inner peace. Jazakallahu khairan for joining me today. And be on the lookout for the next episode where we will explore different other conversation about taqwa. And inshallah, until then, Masalam. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Reconnecting the Dots podcast. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insight to help you in your journey of personal growth. Remember to subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or Google Podcasts. And stay tuned for more episodes filled with exciting stories and topics to help you become the best version of yourself. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.